So here is an informal demo, perhaps punctuated on occasion with sounds of the revenge of supper. All right. Now, instrumental.
One thing.
And we're going to make two things happen in this project. First, we're going to select the track and the item so it knows where to apply the stretch marker where it matters. Pausing this. What I'm about to do is split and delete at a point where the spin down should complete. There's to be no data in the item past where the spin down is to have completed itself. So where do I want this instrumental to come to a complete stop, or to have, by that point, came to a complete stop? Right there. Split. Delete. Okay. Select the track and the item, just be on the safe side. Marker, control M to see if that took. Shift semicolon and shift apostrophe. Let's
bar one.
Bar one, that's the beginning. There's the stretch marker we just inserted.
71%.
And there's the end of the clip. So shift semicolon to get back to our stretch marker, which we will now be able to edit with control shift enter. Uncheck the link doodah thing. Start and end. Start at 1, end at 0. Why is that going to work? It's going to work because it's going to take from that one stretch marker that we inserted until the end of the project to get to that point. Or rather, more accurately, the end of that item to get to that point. With the preservation of the pitch unchecked. So if we play this from the top, I just want to make sure that repeat was off, and it was indeed. There you go.
Send button.
Happy spin downs.